were just left in a bag, you know, with I suppose no access to air, no ability to move, and just no one knew they were there until a lady came across them, and you know, I suppose she was suspicious that there was something moving in the bag and brought them to the attention, and we had them looked at and brought in, then examined, and obviously they were in a bad way at that stage. A lot of urine scalding on their belly. One of the pups had was caught in some string in the bag and was having difficulty breathing and moving. But luckily, since we brought them in, they've actually thrived, and they're really doing well. All of them are doing well at the moment, so they've all been wormed and flea treated, and they've all been checked over, and their skin is improving well.
Yeah.
They're in foster care at the moment, and they're all doing everything okay. The puppy should be doing. They're eating, drinking well, barking, and just being happy and playing with each other. So
yeah.
We're delighted with their progress so far.
Bridget, I mean, I saw the postings on the WSPCA website or the Facebook page here, and you didn't hold back. You were absolutely appalled by what you saw. It was horrific.
I was, Alan. I was appalled to think that they could have died. We don't really know how long they were in that crate or there. And less than 5 minutes down the road, they could have came in, said, pups are this age, we think they're this breed, can you take them, can you help us spay the mother? That would have been done. It was so simple to do that, instead of doing the cowardly thing they did, putting there that could have died. It was very, very upsetting the other day for all of us, for myself and for the veterinary nurses who had to wash them and clean them, and you're picking them out of the crate and you're hoping to God this one is alive, and looking at this one, I'm just hoping that you've got them in time. But thankfully we did. And they're all doing well. They're all doing the things puppies do, barking, growling, peeing, pooing, tearing up their toys.
Yeah.
They're great.
And now you've got to find homes for them. I'm sure there'll be no shortage of people looking for them.
Alan, this is the big problem now. Up to last night, I had 525 inquiries. But I would like to thank the public for the encouragement they gave me, both over the phone, both text messages, both letters, both everything, and the donations they sent in. It was absolutely mind-blowing.